From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump called Sunday for the immediate deportation of illegal immigrants entering the United States. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
On Twitter, the president says people who invade the U.S. should be sent back to their countries immediately, without a court hearing. He also said the U.S. is laughed at all over the world, and the immigration system is unfair to anyone trying to get into the country legally. Illinois Democratic Congressman Luis Gutierrez doesn't like the choice of words.
The president uses words like, they're breeders in sanctuary cities who are protecting breeders. He said yesterday, they come to infest.
On ABC's This Week, Gutierrez says it's all about politics. The president is trying to energize his base. President Trump told Republicans in Congress not to waste their time voting on immigration until after the midterms. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Protests continue over the treatment of migrants detained in Texas for entering the United States illegally. On Sunday, about 30 parents who've been separated from their children by the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol were released. American officials had dropped criminal charges against them. An organization that aids immigrants said it would take care of the parents. The migrants were given little guidance other than a telephone number to call to try to get information about their children. An explosion at a campaign rally Saturday for Zimbabwe's president that injured 49 people will not delay next month's election. Emmerson Mnangagwa escaped injury in the explosion at a campaign rally in Bulawayo, an opposition stronghold. State media called the attack an assassination attempt. The president said there have been so many attempts in his life that he said he is used to them. This is VOA News. 30 people have been arrested in connection